knit eight, purl one, knit one, purl one, slip, slip, knit.
My name is Fred Ski, and I live in Flowery Branch.
Slip, knit two together.
Every day I drive to the bus stop at Beaufort, and then I catch the 101 bus down to Atlanta, and I find a good spot, and then I pull out my knitting bag, and I knit. In fact, I really taught myself how to knit on my ride on the bus. And I've knitted socks and hats. People ask me, gosh, what are you making? Or they'll say, is that hard? And it's mostly the women who are interested. Gosh, what are you knitting? Gosh, what are you knitting? I've never seen a man knitting before. And then they'll say something like, well, I'm knitting this or I'm knitting that. I really should have started knitting years ago because of what I've discovered is knitting is a real chick magnet. But of course, now I'm happily married. Now, whenever anybody sort of like comes on at me because I'm knitting, I gently say, well, actually, I'm knitting a scarf for my wife. And that sends them away. But I think it's the engineering part that really interested me. And I have an engineering brain. So it's all about different stitches and creating knots and weaving the yarn to make different patterns and therefore different garments. This may sound strange, but it's almost like a meditative activity.
Knit eight, purl one, knit one, purl one. I've got to knit eight, purl one.
Because I can sort of get lost in my knitting. There's something about the physical activity. I don't know. I think perhaps I'm using a different part of my brain. While I'm knitting, I'm counting. And I'm thinking of the different stitches.
Two together, pull one.
That's almost like a mantra. And maybe that's where the meditation comes from. Knitting in public was difficult at first because I was worried about how people would conceive me. You know, what's a man doing knitting? But I didn't let it stop me. I sat in the back of the bus, sort of in the dark, and would knit quietly, hoping that nobody would notice.
Slit, knit two together.
And then one day, I dropped the ball of yarn on the floor. And, of course, the bus is moving, so the yarn just took off. I mean, it went backwards, then it went forwards under my feet, and then it went backwards again. I was sort of in despair. I couldn't catch the yarn. Anyway, so at the end of the journey where the bus stopped, I had to get up and say, can anybody see if a ball of yarn is under your seat? And the gentleman about five rows up said, yes, here it is. That man had to pass it to the passenger behind him, who passed it to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, and finally got back to me. So at that point, I knew I was sort of like out on the bus, and everybody knew I was a knitter. So from then on, it didn't matter anymore.